Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and in this module, we're going to take a look at starting contextual conversations using automation. To attach context to link controls, so you can start contextual conversations from the link controls, create an instance of conversation contextual info and set some of its properties. So when you set subject, the person who receives the conversation gets a little toast notification on their screen. The heading in that window will be the text that you set in subject. That will also be the title of the conversation window. Application ID and application data refer to some contextual applications that might have been deployed using install registration or runtime registration, which we'll look at a little later in this module. And finally, set the contextual information property of the control to that instance of conversation and contextual info. So you saw some of the link controls, like the start instant messaging button. You can set the contextual conversation info property or the contextual information property of that control. However, there are some composite controls such as the contact card, which give you multiple ways to start a conversation with somebody. Once you set the contextual information property of a control like the contact card or even a contact list, any of the controls in that control that can be used to start conversations will inherit that contextual information. To start a contextual conversation using automation, you saw the begin start conversation method. What we're doing differently here is creating an instance of automation modality settings or a dictionary of automation modality settings and passing those to begin start conversation. We saw a really simple example of that using a dictionary of key value pairs or a list of key value pairs to pass some parameters to start a desktop sharing session, for example. The same things you do by attaching, or the same things you do to attach contextual information to the link controls, subject, application ID, and application data into a begin start conversation command in automation. You're already a little bit familiar with the automation modality settings from the previous module where we started different conversations in different modalities. When you're working with contextual conversations, you're going to use this a little bit differently. So in this case, we'll create this dictionary of automation modality settings. And we're interested in setting the application data and application ID, referring explicitly to the contextual application, which we're going to be embedding in this conversation. So we'll set application data, ID, and the subject. You can also use automation after starting the conversation to get a handle to the conversation window. So in my callback of begin start conversation, remember here that I passed the instance of automation as the state of as a state parameter of the begin start conversation method. So I can reference the async result dot async state, cast it as automation because I know that's what it is, call end start conversation, and get a handle to the conversation window. This will allow me to do some neat stuff with the conversation window, like dock it into my application. And I can simply call .doc and dock it into a Windows Forms host control, for example, in a WPF application. Docking is going to embed the conversation window directly in your WPF application, and it will remove the window Chrome so that the conversation window appears as a natural piece of your application. You also need to wire up some events for your conversation window to react to some events that it might throw, such as whether it needs attention or its size is changing. So when the window size changes, you need to react to that so you can maybe give it more room in your WPF application. Or when it's flashing, such as it's receiving an IM message, you can also handle that event. Let's take a look at a demo of starting contextual conversations using automation. You can also use link automation to start contextual conversations. Here we have a very simple WPF example that starts a contextual IM conversation with the secondary lab user. We'll use this to demonstrate the most simple type of contextual conversation, which is the ability to inject a simple link into the conversation window. So you're familiar with the concept of creating a context data dictionary of automation modality settings to pass to the conversation. I will introduce some new automation modality settings here. This is the hyperlink automation modality setting. So we'll inject this link into the conversation text. We'll also specify a subject. So when the person receiving the conversation receives the notification on the bottom right of their screen, or what we call the toast. This text will be used as the subject of that notification. And then we'll send a first instant message. We say, do you have a moment to discuss the general industries account, and send the message immediately. And we'll use the automation code to start the conversation. Only difference here is that we're executing our callback in line using a Lambda expression. Let's take a look at this. Let's verify that our secondary lab user is around. Start the conversation. You see the subject of the toast is general industries. Here's the conversation. The text was injected to it for the first instant message. And you also see this warning here. It says a contextual link has been provided with this conversation. If the link below looks suspicious, don't click it. So this is the link we specified in the hyperlink automation modality setting. This is the most simple type of contextual conversation, and by default is not trusted by the link server infrastructure. You'll learn later about how you can create different types of contextual conversations that are trusted by the link server infrastructure. In this module, we took a look at using automation to start contextual conversations, and also looked at the ability to dock a conversation window in a WPF application.